This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Got a great conversation ahead. We are going to talk about living somewhere else in retirement. I know on days like today, and you look at the forecast, you say, why would you want to live somewhere else? Well, because there's this thing called the other 10 months out of the year. You might want to go somewhere else. There's other great advantages also to that. We'll be talking with CJ and Malia about that in just a moment. Mention the opportunity to give us a call to get you on the air at 321-1310 with your question. Also, great opportunity on the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Not only to learn more about Kloss Financial, but also a place you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot. Comes in your inbox once a week of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast as well. That up at KlossFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, Kloss Financial, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Great to hear from you. CJ, Malia, how are you this morning?
Very nice. It is gorgeous. I don't think anybody wants to leave the Midwest at this point.
No, we don't. Right now, these are the days they go, yeah, I love it here. But again, it's definitely a good conversation ahead, and there are some opportunities and some really good things to consider when it comes to looking elsewhere. We'll talk a little bit about those things before we get rolling on that conversation. Of course, each and every week, do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week here on the program. This week, no exception. You guys have another fantastic prize, chance to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy. We'll tell you how you can win the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, though. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the program, so you will have a great opportunity to try and win that a little bit later on in the show. But again, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's show and get not only the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we dealt with the fraud that we see, unfortunately, out in the amongst seniors particularly. And so the question of the week was, according to the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, between 2013 and 2017, seniors over the age of 70 lost an average of what dollar amount to elder financial exploitation? So multiple choice, $10,000 or $42,000. Unfortunately, the answer was $42,000. It is quite prevalent. So we want everyone to be on guard and watch over what they have. So congratulations to our winner last week. They called in with the correct answer. So hopefully you'll be the winner today. Listen carefully.
Very good advice and very good guidance. And if you missed any of last week's program, don't forget you can always check out the podcast at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. So obviously we talk and we think a lot about retiring. Sometimes, you know, we think about, oh, you know what? It might be nice to live somewhere else in retirement. There are some things, though, to be considerate of and things to think about. Let's talk a little bit about some of those important considerations, whether you're moving to a different part of the state or even a different state altogether.
Yeah, you're right, Sean. So many of us begin thinking about where we want to live during our retirement years, and we hope to, at least today, give some people good ideas to consider. Keep in mind, as we talk about this, that the average age of retirees in the U.S. is actually age 62. While most people actually think they'll work until 65 to get onto Medicare, the reality is that the average person retires at 62. So women actually retire on average closer to 60. So you might be retiring earlier than you think. Now, some people go, why are those numbers off? If people say they want to retire at 65, but they're retiring at 62 or 60, what's going on there? And the answer is that it's either health or inability to continue doing your job. And this, you know, think no further than technology. Technology has advanced so rapidly that sometimes we lose the skills to be able to do our job appropriately. So remember that everyone has their own idea about where might be a perfect place to retire. And in some cases, this could even be your spouse who has a much different idea than you. I know in the case of like my mother and father, they're in Illinois, they've retired there, they're happy. But my father would love to be in Wyoming hunting, and she would love to be in Florida on the beach. So you have to work these things out. But ultimately, you need to do your own due diligence. You need to decide which categories are the most important to your situation because everyone's needs are unique. Now, as we start talking about states, because this is a big deal. States have different treatment around retirees and retirement income taxation and things like that. Some people will make an errant statement, and I just want to hit this right at the top. The errant statement is, well, they got to get it from somewhere. It's all the same. Okay, that's the errant statement. Got to get it from somewhere. It's all the same. No. There is truth that they have to get it from somewhere, but it's the error part of that is it's all the same. They might say, hey, we're going to tax our working population, but not our retirees. And so where do they get it from? The working population, right? Or maybe they just don't have as much revenue they need. Take Wyoming. They don't need as much revenue to run their state, right? Compared to New York. So it's not all the same. Yes, states have to get it from somewhere. I agree with that statement. But the amount they have to get and who they levy the tax upon can be extremely different. We have people who just by moving to a different state might net $10,000 to $20,000 a year more in usable income. Let me repeat that. We have clients who by just moving to a different state might net $10,000 to $20,000 a year more in usable income. Now, that's just, I'm throwing out a random number, right? It's a big number that we've seen some clients hit on. But the point is, you need to understand the states, where they get their tax revenue from, and what matters to you. So we would suggest you consider the taxation, of course, as one of the major components here. So there's actually only four states that exempt all or most of your retirement income, which includes Illinois, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania. Now, hear what I said. They exempt retirement income from state income taxation. Illinois, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania. Now, there are 7/9, we'll call it, states that have no state income tax at all. Those are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, Wyoming. The two that are kind of on the border would be New Hampshire and Tennessee. I say on the border because they currently do actually tax investment income and interest, but both of those states are set to eliminate that. So call it 9 states have no state income tax, and then 4 actually have an exemption for retiree income on their state income tax. Well, that's a big deal. Now, if you go and look, they'll try to make up for it sometimes in some way. I was just in Tennessee, and their sales tax is closer to 9 or 10%, right, which is higher than other states. But it depends upon what you plan on doing. Other states' retirement tax considerations, and this is according to Kiplinger's 2019 State-by-State Guide to Taxes on Retirees, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, and Wyoming are top choices when it comes to kind of the total tax burden across states. Again, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, and Wyoming are top choices for retirees when it comes to the complete tax picture. And then New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and Vermont would be at the bottom of the states when it comes to total consideration. Again, some people are surprised by that because Illinois actually exempts state income, retirement income from state income taxes. So how could they be at the bottom? Well, if you've ever lived in Illinois, they have pretty high property taxes and other things going on. Schools are pretty rough. So it's got to be a complete picture that you're looking at. And what's right for you may be not right for your spouse, depending upon what they care about. So Malia will talk about some other considerations like weather and whatnot, but there's at least the tax picture that you need to consider.
Really good perspective, really good information there as well. And it's not as simple of a, oh, they've got lower taxes or no tax, state taxes for retirees. There's more to consider there as well. And we'll talk a little bit about some of those other considerations. And of course, the importance of if you're going to plan on doing this, understanding what you're getting into. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues. In the meantime, love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Got a retirement related question? We've got our retirement planning professionals in house for you this morning at 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. And their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here. 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is a complimentary meeting. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And if you have questions for Malia and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about some of the things to consider. If you think about moving maybe somewhere else in the state, maybe somewhere else in the city, or maybe moving to a different state, things to think about. And I think for a lot of us, we think weather is such a, it can be such a big factor. Should that be something to consider, and how much weight should you give that?
Yeah, it definitely is a topic to consider. And as CJ mentioned, it is really important to talk about this with, if you have a partner, talk with them about this well before you hit retirement years, before you make that decision. Because for some people, they get to making that final decision, and the exactly what CJ said, the partner says, I really prefer to be where it's warmer, and the other one wants to move to Minnesota to be colder. So it's really nice to be working through this a few years before retirement, so you're kind of on the same schedule. And so weather, definitely a factor. I mean, I grew up in Southern California, and people still question why I moved to the Midwest today. And some winters I question it too. But to be honest, there's more to life than just weather. I'll be the first to attest to that. But for many of us who have lived out in the Midwest, we enjoy the seasons. But when it comes to cold and snow winters, which we're starting to see some heavier winters sometimes now, we feel as we're getting older, the danger of perhaps ice, getting around easier maybe is something to consider. So that's when we start looking at other possible locations. But be realistic. Weather patterns are changing. They have changed. And remember that Florida, you know, may be nice in the winter and in the spring, but the summer heat may be something that you're not able to handle. So just be thoughtful of that. With regards to health, though, weather comes into play. So there's health conditions such as arthritis or asthma where people have found that they often do better where the weather's actually warmer and drier. Our clients who live in Arizona right now are dealing with 114 degrees heat. And they remind me it's dry heat. And yeah, we used to say that in Southern California too. It's still very hot, folks. Here we've got humidity, and that's a different thing when you're dealing with some of those medical situations. So finding a place that will work with your body or your partners is really important. And also a place that has great healthcare facilities. You know, as we age, we may need to have more assistance with different types of doctors. So that's really an important concern. And then the other weather consideration is recreation. Maybe you're a golfer that wants to be golfing more than 3 months, squeezing it all in. Maybe you want to have access throughout the year. And even fishing, you know, I asked CJ years ago, I go, so why, what's this ice fishing thing? I mean, do people really like catch fish? He goes, Malia, it has nothing to do with catching fish. So, you know, you have to look at what's important in your life and take that into consideration. So a lot of our clients actually move towards Tennessee, Texas, or the Carolinas simply because it's more that three season idea. So remember this, I grew up with a horse. And I saw my horse reach underneath the corral fence to get that blade of grass because it looked greener than what it had underneath its own feet. And that's what we're always trying to figure. Is the grass greener under the fence on the other side? So keep that in mind.
That's a fantastic illustration. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning specifically about where you plan on living in retirement. And, you know, as we think about retirement and maybe some needs that may be there or some desires is, you know, moving out of state, maybe to a warmer climate always seems great. But then I think you start thinking about family and the opportunity to living closer to family or thinking about something that we think we probably heard a bit about is a livability index. Is that something worth looking into?
Yeah. So, you know, family and friends really are important when you're looking at recentering your life, perhaps. So many people have children and grandchildren that have set roots in a different part of the country. And they, you know, as they've retired, they're saying, I want to be closer to the grandchildren. I want to go to their sports games. I want to be part of their lives. I would just hesitate a moment because we've seen people move. And then guess what? The kids move again and the grandchildren move again. So you really want to, you know, kind of vet it out. Where am I going to be happy? And yes, usually closer to family makes sense. What we do notice, though, is that we do seem to establish a very solid network within our own communities. We've got our doctors, our dentists, whatever that might be. And those are important to us. So it is harder and harder to recreate that. Not impossible, but harder to recreate that as we move into a whole different community. And you need to keep that in mind. The livability index is quite interesting. That's put out by the AARP Public Policy Institute, and it measures the quality of life in American towns. They look at housing, transportation, neighborhood characteristics, health opportunities, and civic and social engagement, which is really important as you have more leisure time available. So the last index actually came out in 2018. And if you go to livability, as long as you spell livability, index.aarp.org. When you bring up that first page, if you look at the right side of the first page, it'll say view the 2018 livability index findings. It's pretty fascinating because, you know, interesting to note that on their list, their top performing mid-sized city in 2018, that list, so that would be populations of 100,000 to less than 500,000, on that list is Madison. And then looking at their top performing small cities, populations of 25,000 to less than 100,000, actually, Fitchburg, Sheboygan, La Crosse, Sun Prairie made the list. So again, kind of like the horse story, perhaps you've already found your retirement home dream right in your own backyard. So keep that in mind. It might be right here in Wisconsin. And then there's a walkability index. You know, walking is important. Exercise is important as we retire. So that might be important to you. There's actually a list of cities that are walkable where you can go grocery shopping easily and so forth. So look into that. Cost of living is important. That should ring people's ears a little bit after you heard about taxation. Cost of living as you are retired, no longer bringing in regular income, is important. So you want to look at all those factors. According to a survey put out by TD Ameritrade in 2019, 1/3 of Americans say they actually expect to work part-time in retirement, some for just social, you know, connectedness. But for a lot of people, they just want to have a little income. So you might want to look towards a place that can help you with perhaps looking for part-time work. And then finally, cost of home. You know, the average, or just the median national price of a single-family home right now is about $287,000, according to Zillow. So keep that in mind as you're relocating to different places, how much we might have to spend to relocate.
Really good information. A lot of things to consider there as well. It's important to have these conversations. Maybe you're spending more time at home with your loved ones right now. It's a great opportunity to talk with your significant other about kind of how they want to spend their time in retirement. And of course, let them know how you want to do that as well. It's important to get that plan in place. You can make an appointment right now with Kloss Financial. That first get to know you conversation, it's not going to cost you anything at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Pick up the phone, give them a call right now. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget you can learn more about them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz question, week, let's head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Mike writes the following question. He says, we live in Illinois. We're in our early 50s and make $200,000 a year. I'm eligible for a Roth 401k, but currently have maxed out pre-tax at $26,000. We are considering converting some of that pre-tax to a 59.5 since we don't pay Illinois state tax when converting with that backdoor Roth. This seems like a better deal to me than paying the extra state tax now. What do you guys think?
Ooh, Mike, that's a humdinger. Thank you for bringing it in. It's a very, very good one. So again, what Mike is asking is, sounds like he's 50, still working, making a good income, has a Roth 401k available, thinking that in retirement they'll do Roth conversions, and wondering if he should be contributing to a Roth now. So you're correct that by contributing to a traditional 401k, Mike, you're not paying taxes at the state or federal level on what's going into your 401k. And for those who don't know, if Mike were to change and start contributing, you know, $26,000 to the Roth 401k now, he would be paying that that state and federal income tax. So, Mike, given that you live in Illinois, this actually hits on what we were just talking about. Given that you live in Illinois, right now, at least the way the state income tax works is that once you get into retirement, and if you were to take distributions from your retirement accounts or even conversions from pre-tax to Roth when you're in retirement, are all state income tax free in the state of Illinois. And given that you're a high income earner now, paying that high income tax now on both state and federal would not be ideal. Now, granted, Mike, there's some risk here, right? If tax brackets change or if the state of Illinois decides to go a different direction with these things, then ultimately you could have, you know, you could have some issues. But for now, my general guidance to you would be continue doing the pre-tax. And then when you get into retirement and your total income needs are lower, at that time you can do the conversion, bypass some of the state income tax, and you should be better off on the aggregate. So that's really, my thoughts. Thanks really, for the question, Mike.
Really good question. And you too can be like Mike. Just get online to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can submit a question on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just get to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource as well to learn more about Klaas Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you meeting and appointment with Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the average age that people retire in the United States? Is it 62 or age 72? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. And again, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 442-5637 and online klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Full Scope with Dr. Hempkes comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.